Okay, the complication of the Buller Sessile is none. Prognosis is good because it is a transient condition and usually it completely regresses and it resolves without any flares, and it is irrespective or unrelated with the systemic activity of the disease. The investigations include all of those investigations which are done for SLE. The biopsy will resemble dermatitis herpetiformis, in which there will be subepidermal split with the neutrophilic infiltrate, neutrophilic dominant infiltrate, which will present in the upper dermis at the tip of the papilla, or papillary tip abscesses will be formed with the help of the neutrophils along with dermal edema and mucin, and signs of leukocytoclastic vasculitis are present. Direct immunofluorescence will show the deposition of IgG C3 or IgN C3 at the dermal epidermal junction. In 40% cases there is lineal deposition, and in 60% of the cases there are granular deposits of IgG C3 or IgA C3. If it is type 1, then electron microscopy will show the level of the split to be below the lamina densa. But if type 2 in type of the Buller Sessile is present, in which the type 7 collagen is not involved, then the level of the split will be at the level of lamina lucida, seen on the electron microscopy. The pattern of the staining will be U serrated pattern in Buller Sessile. In the management, the Buller Sessile has a very good response to dapsone, which can be included in one of the salient features of Buller Sessile. We'll give the dapsone in a dose of 1 to 1.5 mg per kg per day. Then second line treatment includes steroid in a dose of 0.5 to 1 mg per kg per day, along with the other immunosuppressive treatments like azathioprine, MMF, methotrexate, or even we can give rituximab as a third line treatment.